For several months leading through the summer of last year, Tippecanoe County officials went back and forth with a dog breeder about the conditions at his kennel near Clark's Hill. Commissioner Tom Murtaugh says the situation prompted officials to review the county's animal control ordinance for the first time in decades.
When we were looking at how to rectify that situation, we looked at our ordinance and we realized it was incredibly outdated and needed to be significantly revamped. I mean, it referred back to a commission that had been that was going to oversee animal control that had been disbanded many decades ago. So it really was just outdated, needed to be updated.
He says an initial rewrite of the ordinance met with opposition from many in the community due to its requirement for all pets to be sterilized within 9 months of ownership unless a pet owner bought a breeder's permit. Murtaugh says a committee of government officials, law enforcement, animal control professionals, and breeders helped fine-tune the policy to something that would be acceptable to pet owners and is easier to enforce.
We thought the best way to handle this was to basically touch those that were actually brought into the system. So in other words, instead of having everybody register their pet, have the chipping and the sterilization be mandatory as part of those who were fined for letting their dogs run free or whatever type of infraction.
Lafayette Mayor Tony Rozworski says the rewrite of the Lafayette Animal Control Ordinance was prompted by a booming population of feral cats. He says the city's enlisting the help of people who are already feeding and providing shelter for groups of feral cats. Rozworski says the new ordinance says in order to continue caring for these groups, individuals must register as a colony caretaker. And he says these people will be asked to capture as many cats in their area as they can and have them spayed or neutered. Once the cats are fixed, they'll be returned to their colonies.
And what the ordinance does, it does put some responsibility that if somebody's going to be a colony person, they have to register with us and they have to agree to participate in helping us because we simply cannot do it on our own. We need the community to help.
Rozworski says research shows these trap, neuter, return, or TNR programs are the most humane and cost-effective way to deal with a feral cat problem.
Cats that are spayed and neutered, just like dogs, do roam less. They do engage in aggressive activity less. I think that's well documented. There's also studies that show that actually the cost of euthanizing a cat, because when you think of the cost of the veterinarian, the medicine, the different things, that it actually is more expensive.
Rozworski says some estimates put the city's feral cat population at as high as 25,000. Stacy Rogers is the director of the Almost Home Humane Society. She says it's difficult to determine the exact number, but the problem in Lafayette is real and has been growing. She says communities across the country are instituting TNR programs.
At every animal welfare conference you go to, there's numerous cities that have all enacted trap, neuter, return, and it's had a huge impact on how cat numbers have just went down coming in to intake. Somebody who worked here and the early 2000s started a program in North Carolina. She just sent me a graph of how their cat numbers are just plummeting as to what's coming into their local shelter. So we're really hopeful that it's not a fast fix, but it's kind of the best option out there. Because if you just trap them and bring them here, we can't re-release them. It's very difficult to place cats that aren't social with humans.
Rogers notes it will be at least a few years before there's a significant drop in Lafayette's feral cat population.
Most of the data shows it over kind of a several-year period where the populations start to decrease. And we're hopeful people were calling just as soon as the first articles were out about the ordinance, wanting to register and wanting to find out how to get their cats fixed. So kind of our next step is applying for grants at the first of the year when the grant application period opens for PetSmart to try to get some funding so we can offer it at a lower even fee waived cost for people to try to make it really affordable and easy for them to fix the cats that they're taking care of.
Even though the rewrites of the two animal control ordinances were brought about for different reasons, Mayor Rozworski and Commissioner Murtaugh agree the ultimate goal is the same, to have fewer stray animals, more responsible pet owners, and healthier pets overall. For WBAA News, I'm Kristen Malavenda.